On January 1st, I want everyone to start keeping a list of birds they see. Why? Because paying attention to birds contributes to our feelings of well-being. When we become mindful of the birds around us, we take more pleasure in even our most mundane everyday experiences. And when we write down what we see, we can easily recapture those joyful experiences and plan new ones. As I see it, keeping a notebook of our bird sightings gives us pleasure in the past, present, and future all at once. Now, while it's still December, is the right time to head out and buy a notebook for next year's bird sightings. Don't get one of those life list or birding diary books that show all the birds possible or leave a large space at the top of each page for specific details you may not record every time. Get a plain old lined notebook in which, one by one, you can write down your birds as you see them. Before each day's birding jaunt, write down the date, where you are, what the weather's like, who you're with, and any other details you choose. A blank notebook provides as much or as little space for this information as you like. If you don't go out on a particular day or week or month, there isn't a gaping hole between birding events. On a day when you see just a handful of birds, you can use a small space and can use as many pages as you like when you see lots of birds. In a blank notebook, each bird is an experience in and of itself, and you can add particulars if the bird is doing something you especially want to remember. Checking birds off on a checklist or pre-printed birder's diary leaves gaping holes at species you missed rather than focusing on the birds you actually enjoyed that day. That said, checklists have a lot of value. Few but the most disciplined and/or anal retentive of us stop each time we see a bird to write it down. Tucked in my own field notebook is a checklist of the birds of whichever state I'm in. When I get back to my car or later that day when I'm home, I go through the checklist to jog my memory of each species I saw, adding those to my notebook along with any other notes I didn't jot down in the field. If I'm being particularly lazy, sometimes I just check off the birds on the checklist and tape it into that day's page in the notebook. To be honest, I've been lazy about keeping my own lists for several years now, and I've had lots and lots of enjoyable birding experiences without them. But when I look back, I can't remember specific experiences when I didn't keep notes. While I can thumb through pages of my notebooks way back from the 70s and vividly recall those lovely experiences, the more details I wrote down, the more fully I can recall the day and the birds. But even when I just recorded a few general notes about the day and jotted down my list without any other details, it's surprising and gratifying to realize how much I can recall so many decades later. Now I do take photos of most birds I see, which in some ways is even better at jogging happy memories, but I find it most satisfying to remember even those photographed birds in context via my trusty field notebooks. So just in time for my 2013 conservation big year, I'm getting back into the habit of being diligent about my field notebook again. I hope you have as much fun keeping a field notebook as I've had and will have once again with my own. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.